Okay, Rabbi, I said, wonderful to be back. Missed the last 2 weeks. They were early for Simchas, Baruch Hashem. Next week also will be a Simcha. And then we'll be back on a relatively regular schedule once again. Okay, I was at a Yachid Kala this week. Baruch Hashem, I was able to learn with 300 people for 2 days. It was an awesome, awesome event. And we learned the Sugya. And I was able to be a participant a little. And we discussed this. The Sugya was called Schiras Poyal. Schiras Poyal. Schiras Poyal means hiring workers. Hiring workers. It's a little bit of a complicated Sugya. We have had issues that we've spoken about in the past as far as Schiras Poyal is concerned. The Achrayas, when someone is a Poyal, what type of Achrayas they have when they say yes and they begin their Malacha, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. We'll speak about that maybe a little bit more in Shir later on. We've had a number of issues about it over the year. Here's a Shiloh. A woman has a business. Okay, what's her business? Her business is that she hires herself out, usually for elementary school, maybe high school girls. And if the school is having an event, such as a Malava Malka, she's the source of entertainment for dancing. Teaches the girls how to dance. She brings along music, and she makes a levadik. Many girls have an event. They have in camp events. They have school events. They have events of dancing. So this happened in Lakewood. This Shiloh happened a few weeks ago. That a woman was hired out for an event, and there was a Matzoi Shabbos, Malav Malka in the school, and there was an ice storm in Lakewood. So Matzoi Shabbos, she called, and she couldn't get through to the people running the event. She called several of them, and nobody answered the phones. So she assumed if they weren't answering the phones, it's because they were at the event. And she wasn't called. And the event was canceled. So she loaded up her car, which was a big job, with all of her equipment that she brings. Loads it up into whatever type of car she has, she loads it all up. And she drives over to where the event's supposed to be. And she gets it dark. Dark. And then she finally calls, and they say they're so sorry. They called everybody. It was a nice storm. It happened on Shabbos afternoon. It was a nice storm. They called up everybody. Had to call up, from the schools and whatever. All the mothers and all the students and all this and that. And they forgot to call the entertainment. They called the caterer or whatever they did. So the Shiloh is that she delivered product. She came. She slept. She drove. Not kishmak of weather, not kishmak b'chal do all the schlepping. And now she showed up. Ain kol v'ain aina. Nobody's there. So what's the halacha, Rabbi? So does she get reimbursed for, let's call it this way. Does she get reimbursed for not creating any dances? Does she get reimbursed? That's the shot.
I don't see why she shouldn't be personally.
Okay.
Is this like the Rishayla?
Well, that's a good point, except it's a little different over there. Benji is referring to the shiloh that we had a few years ago, which unfortunately started off. Many of these shilohs are somewhat unfortunate, different levels of being unfortunate. The worst case we ever had, Rahmanul Islam, was when a caterer prepared a meal for a Malava Malka on Matzoi Shabbos for a bar mitzvah. Rahman al-Islan, the bar mitzvah boy died over Shabbos.
Nice.
Rahman al-Islan. Now, again, you want to say to the caterer, how dare you? Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Sheni, the caterer was out, not on lost profit, he was out on expenses, more than $3,000, he already cooked the food. If the Malav Malka is Matzai Shabbos, or whoever caterers work, they don't prepare all the food Matzai Shabbos. He bought the food, he prepared the food, etc., etc., etc. Then we had the Shiloh of a woman who canceled, this was a Din Torah we had, a woman who canceled her chasana 4 days before the wedding. And the question there was for the caterer, and over there the caterer, in fact, had not prepared any food. It was 4 days before the wedding. They had not purchased, whatever they had. There was no loss mitzad the caterer. And then the other case, which we never had, but which has happened.
Well, there was. We just said that some of it was a grumble.
No.
He couldn't re-rent
the dates? No, it was at a place where there's no re-renting of the dates. Nothing. There was no loss befall. It was out of town. If there would have been that he turned down business, that would have been a good point. And the third case is that, again, it's not the worst case in the world, that the moil showed up and looks at the baby and says, I don't know what happened last night, but this baby, no bris. Maybe yes, it was sneezing, whatever, no bris. And meanwhile, the caterer is upstairs at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the eggs are sizzling, they're all cracked, and the tuna fish is out there, the eggshells out there, and everything's, everything's bought, and nothing can be saved. Derech Agav, I just want you to know that we have no musig here. I'm not saying any complaints. I don't want to get into a gantz tumul, but I spoke to a few caterers in the last few weeks, whatever the reasons were for halachic issues, and they told me that, the difference between high volume and low volume is just incredible as far as, pricing things out is concerned. I'm not going to mention any names, but after a very large event that took place here in the last few weeks, and the catering was done out of New York, and they said that they sent down semi-trailers or whatever, and they brought food for, well over 1,000 people for 3.5 days. And when the event was over, they packed up everything that was left over. I mean, it was still obviously edible, and, whatever, non-perishables. They packed them all up, and they drove to the next event. As a matter of fact, they told me that at this event that I'm referring to, a woman, separate business, who does babysitting at these type of conventions, and comes with all her equipment, the toys and whatever else, and this and that. She packed up her own truck and followed that truck today because she was alive for the next convention. And that's one of the reasons, I'm not getting into all the details here, that there is a problem in the country right now, in Baltimore, in Boston, in Cleveland, and even in Chicago and L.A., where people are making weddings in Lakewood because it's so much less expensive to make a wedding in Lakewood than it is to make a wedding in Chicago. And the reason it is not because they have a gold mine or because somebody's paying for the weddings. The people are making money there. It's because the mice. So if you have two weddings every single night versus having one wedding a week or two weddings a week, it's ain't a dime. Volume is ain't a dime. It's telling you something. So now, this person, so again, in all those cases, depending upon the particulars, if the person had prepared the food, like by the case of the bris, or the person, by the case of the bar mitzvah, or lafuke the case of the chasen, where the food was not prepared. Here, the person packed up all their gear, drove to the night, and show up. So what's the halacha? Now, I hear how you feel, Rabbi, and I'm agreeing with you about the first reaction is, of course, the person should be paid. But let's try to go through the halacha. And the halacha is like this. When two people engage in a deal, will you work for me? Yes. Yes. Fine. Now, we don't have this so much anymore, day jobbers. They have a little bit of it here. Like they say that guys, I think Shia told me this once, the guys hang out by Home Depot in Lakewood. They have a place where people hang out on 2nd Street. They need a day worker, whatever, a painter, a carpenter, a schlepper, whatever it might be.
There's a business that I've used.
Whatever. I'm sure there are all different types of businesses nowadays that spring up. Okay, well, the Maisa. So the Shia looks like this. And Simon, there's an entire section of Shulchan Aruch and Seisha Mishpat called Skiris Pile. That's the title, Skiris Pile. And it's Simon Shin Lam and Gimel. The sifim here are very long, but we'll just read some of the points that are negev for us. Hasecher is a poyolim. Somebody hires workers. Hitu with balabayis or balabayis hitu. So ain lahem zel zel terumas. If they change their mind and they are mati each other, so there's something called tarumas, which you're not going to get into. People can have complaints against each other. Well, there was no monetary loss whatsoever. If they didn't go to the job, they went to the job. Here's the case. A chamarim is a person who is a mule driver. He was told to show up and carry back the produce. Palalim, who matzu sadachi lacha, or workers and come to a field and it's under a foot of water. They were hired to forget water the field, they found it wet. Now listen to the case. The Balabash went to the field at night to check it out. He checked it out. Field was dry as parchment. And therefore he needed these guys to come the next day to water it. Buck of all life will after marry. But he told the workers, I'll pick you up in the morning or show up in the field in the morning. And Buck of all life will after marry. What happened? The person was Buck of all life will after marry. If the next morning they show up and there is no work, that's called an inus. It's an inus. Now, let's get the case clear. Guy goes to a field. Everything's ready to work. He tells the guys, I checked it out. He calls them on the cell phone. He says, be here at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to start working. And then there's a freak rainstorm. And whatever happened, either they can't work because of the rain, or they don't have to work because of the rain, whatever the situation is. The employee walk out. But if the Baal Bas is not going to check it out, then he has to pay them. Kepoil bottle. Now, poil bottle means the person who has to be paid for his job minus the fact that he's saving the labor for the job. Meaning, a person says, I checked everything out. I needed to drive the buses to this spot tomorrow because, we're going to pick up 150 kids. So, he gets to the spot the next morning and there was an accident in the town, and whatever was going to be with 150 kids is canceled. So the guy drove the bus there, right? Fine. And now there's nothing to do. So ain't no doime driving a bus to an area and then not having to pick up the kids and just go home right away, to spending the day driving around 150 noisy kids. Now, what's the difference? That's going to depend. Every situation is going to be different. I'll explain that as I go along, because some people may desperately need the money, some people may want the money, they're not interested in a play of bottle, they want the money. Okay, now, what is this talking about? When the workers never went, b'shalayuch. Only when, another caveat, which I mentioned before, when there was b'shalayuchim ha'asker atzvan emesh k'shesachem balabayis. Yesterday, when they took this job for the balabayis, they did not turn down another job. But they turned down another job, then we got a problem. Then it's like this. So let's examine our shadow, Rabbi Saul. It was an inus. What was the inus? It was the freak rainstorm. Ice. Nobody was taking their kids out at night.
That's warranting negligence in not notifying.
But nowadays, we have, Baruch Hashem, something called a phone, right? We've had it around for a few decades, right? Highly sophisticated. Something that people don't even talk on anymore. They just press the buttons and send telegrams. You know, one time it was called telegrams, now everybody sends telegrams to each other because they have a way to send a direct telegram. I'm going to have to make an appointment to go to the office to pick up the telegram. Fine. And the telegraph office. Great. So now what's going on? What's going on is that over Shabbos was a freak ice storm. Maybe it was predicted, not predicted, but the ice was an ice storm, and nobody wants to go out. School called up and canceled everybody. But lo and behold, they forget to cancel the source of entertainment for the dance. And they could have called. And if I can, she called and asked several times, never got an answer. Now, what is her job? Now we have a problem. So Pashas, they have to pay her. How much have to pay her? What's her job?
To bring the equipment
and then entertain the kids.
Yes, she
but now she was there ready to entertain the kids. Yes. She didn't do that. But Lamaisa schlepping the stuff is also a big part of what she does. Yes. Filling up a car and driving it over in a rainstorm with ice is a big part of what she does. So this is a very nice happy ending over here. She got through to the ladies from the school. They said, "Oh, you vague, we feel terrible, we didn't call you." Okay, so they told her, "Call any rav you want, whatever he says to do, we'll do." So the Rav gave a shiur, and the Rav said that you got to pay 75% of what you would have made. Because the Maestro, you can't say poil bottle means, normally perhaps it means 50%. Over here she did more than 50%. She didn't just show up. She filled up and slept everything. 75%. Okay, now let's change. A man is a chosen teacher. What's a chosen teacher? A chassan teacher is that when a person gets engaged, very often in yeshivas, the person is not prepared lahalocha to know what hilchas nida is all about. So they have chassan teachers. I myself, Baruch Hashem, have taught more than well into the three digits in my lifetime teaching chassanim. But in Lakewood, where you have, you know, 400 or 500 chassanim a year, so you know it turned into a business. And Yungel Light, who learned hilchas nida with proficiency, then teach chassanim and hilchas nida, and they charge $350.
How much?
$350. It's fairly inexpensive because they teach about 10 hours. That's charging $35 an hour, which is basically a joke nowadays. But okay, so a person engaged Yungel Mann. So the Yungel Mann is the Rebbe, right? Who's the chassan? He's the Baal Boss. The Yungel Mann is working for the chassan. The player is the Rebbe. The Rebbe's the teacher. He's the worker. It's like in any other class, except that in the third grade in any one of the schools in our city, the kids are not the Baal Bat over the teachers. It's the board, it's the principal, whatever it might be. But it's not the kids. But here, the kid hired him. The kid, the chassan's 22 and the Rebbe's 40. Okay, fine. So after three sessions, the chassan Rachman al San Bokishir. He hasn't paid anything yet. Now here, the oinus is not with the poil. Mm-hmm. In the case of the dance teacher, the oinus is with the poil. Right? The poil.
There's no oinus here.
Oh, the shidduch is off.
That's not an oinus. He chose to break the shidduch. Call a kabbalah.
Maybe she did.
Whatever, that's not an oinus.
Why not? She broke the shidduch. Why is it an oinus? She didn't break the shidduch.
Positive action.
Okay, good.
Okay, so is there a difference?
He has to pay it. Who is the Baal
Bat? What?
The Paul is the Rebbe.
The Rebbe. I said here in this situation, the oinus, so to speak, or whatever. In the first situation about a dance, you know, she drove out there and nobody told her, and whatever happened over there, you know, that she was an oinus. She showed up, and it was an oinus that happened. Here, once again, you know, the player showed up, and the oinus is in this situation. Though the oinus happened to the. That's the question. Okay, now one second. Now the question is like this: are those three sessions worth anything then?
To the chassan?
Yeah.
Obviously not now, but
he's going to get back eventually.
Okay, I'm with you. And if he says, not if he says, but you know, maybe he's not going to get engaged for 2 years. By that time, he's going to forget whatever he learned. He's not going to chazer this again.
One could argue that in yeshiva with every rebbe.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Maybe by next year I'll forget what I learned this year.
No, okay. Okay.
I forgot what I learned 2 weeks ago.
Faster pace.
Shai, you would not forget.
Right.
It's one session.
I wish I could forget something.
It's a chazor.
Okay. So the mice. So what are you saying? Therefore, the president should be paid.
What? I don't think so, yeah.
The person should be paid. So over here also, it's the same thing. You know, again, it's a little bit of a switch, because the oinus and Shia's point also, if the chassan himself broke the shidduch, whatever, but there's an oinus over here, let's say, that, you know, she broke the shidduch. And therefore the halacha is that he has to pay prorate.
It might not be an honor if she broke the shidduch because of something he did.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Fine. So it's pro rata or prorating, and therefore he has to be paid for three sessions.
You're going for lessons, for any amount of lessons, and you stop halfway through, you pay for what you've done. That's just the minhag of the lessons.
So now let's go a step like this. And on this, okay, on this Pashas night. So now we have two shilas. Third shilas like this. Now this shila happens in Lakewood very often. And this is a very big shila. And it may not sound like it's not a multi-million-dollar shila, but for the people for who it is Nogea, it's a very big nafkamina. There is an entire industry in Lakewood called playgroups.
Called what?
Playgroups. Playgroups. Which means women go to work, and they need babysitting for their children. So some people can afford it to have a babysitter come to the house, which of course is more expensive. Some people can't afford that. Take their child to a place, playgroup. Playgroup. Now, there's already been a safer. It's a pamphlet written about the playgroup shilas.
Now, I know what that. You go to one that's illegal.
No. That you can't get anything that's illegal. I'm not talking about illegal, but you're talking about the following. What happens about now? This shiloh happens in Chicago. What I would tell you happens in Chicago as well. Somebody told me a very interesting thing. A kid sick. All these things have developed because I'm not talking about a kid being sick. I'm talking about somebody changing their mind and want to take their child out of the playgroup after a month. Why? They're moving. Now, after a month, everybody has their playgroups, and every slot in the playgroup is a few $1,000 a year, whatever playgroup costs, $300 a month. And you sign up for 10 months, it's $3,000, and after the second month, you're moving. My husband got a shelter. My husband going to out-of-town credible. Whatever's going on. Now, I will tell you in the reverse before you answer this.
Well, can't, of course, get another one to fill that slot.
Right. She can't get another kid to fill the slot. Yes, and her panosa, her livelihood, depends on every nickel that she makes. $3,000 is not chump change for anybody. I mean, maybe for some people, but for myself. But one second. Now, in our city right here, we have an issue, which has been an issue ongoing for many years. One source of labor in our schools, pardon using the term labor, let's call it one source of wonderful problem in our school is young girls coming home from seminary who begin teaching in schools. Okay? They get engaged. And they want to move. So, you know, somebody told me now that, a young lady got engaged and she wants to, and her husband wants to, go back to Eretz Yisrael right after Pesach. They're getting married right before Pesach. Principal says, no, you signed the contract. You have to go back there. It's a show.
Like a
so I want to tell you again. That's right. So I want to say right now, because we've gone through the issues for years already, Baruch Hashem.
And my wife has dealt with someone who agreed to stay and not go to New York as often as she did, and then she went anyway and left as soon as she got
married. Right now what has happened over the years is, because of these shilas playgroups developed, they had shilas, and now there are shilas as teachers. So in the East Coast, I can't tell you what's going on here, they have a very strong contract. You want a job? You can have a job, and you cannot leave. You want to leave? You lose all your back pay. That's the condition you want to sign up. The problem is like this. You know, as we move and become a bigger and more sophisticated community, things aren't a joke. A teacher who's been teaching well for 8 months, 6 months, 7 months, and wants to leave the last 2 months of school. So it's a problem.
Now, a married woman becomes pregnant.
That's also spoken about, and I'll tell you what the difference is.
There's no difference, because quite honestly, girls that come from seminary, it's a W-dua that they're going to become engaged in Mirza Hashem.
That's a ship. Okay, so if a W-dua does not mean that the school has to allow for the following to take place. When a seminary girl comes in, and if she's good, she's teaching for 3 years, and she's good. She's very well liked. She has a good rapport with her students. If she's a married woman and has a child, psychologically, the children know they have not been abandoned. There's nothing left. She's coming back. She waits for 6 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, she's coming back. 8 weeks, whatever, she's coming back. If it's a girl who leaves, and now what are they going to do after Pesach for 2 months? Who are they going to find? They're not going to find a top-notch teacher. It's not going to happen. I ask, wait, a miracle could happen. Somebody was down. They're going to find somebody who's not so good. You know what it means for the school, for the class, for the last 2 months of the year? It's suffering. I have a maisa. What are you? I'm getting married. You're ruining my life. Chabibi, you don't have to take this job in September. You want money because you want to be able to have money because you want to start teaching. Beautiful. That's great. And now we have to sit down and have a very sophisticated talk with a very sophisticated contract to see, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's not a joke. So, skiris poilum it's a very, very serious issue. Saying yes to somebody is a serious issue. And carpools, and playgroups, which may sound like a joke, are not a joke. My parnosa is depending upon this. I don't want to be melodramatic. My kids' eating depends on this. Whatever it is. You can't jump out. No, 6 or 7 years ago, we got the first time Shiloh. It didn't sound like the most sophisticated and worrisome Shiloh in the world. But when you have a fluid community where people depend upon this, it's a very serious Shiloh. Now, I want to tell you, a person who's not in Lakewood, or is in Lakewood, but the husband is not in Kailua, but like many couples in this city, people even sitting in this room, husband and wife both work. We have many people in this show, husband and wife both work, so both have sophisticated jobs. And to a large extent, their livelihood depends on their babysitter. Babysitter doesn't show up, they can't get to work. Somebody has to stay home. When we have people in the show who are dentists, right? Whole day of appointments. Okay, sometimes the dentist has to cancel, right? Sometimes that happens. There's an emergency, the dentist has to cancel. I'm also a death in the family. Dentist cancels. Nothing you can do. But men have stam, you know, when a woman goes into a doctor and she her OB, you know, OB gynae, right? And she says, "And I'd like to take you on." Fine, looks at the chart. Okay, I see. Baruch Hashem, you do. You're going to be due in September. I want to tell you that in September I'm missing 2 weeks of work. I'm going to China. I'm teaching in the university for 2 weeks. Okay, so he tells you that up front. You want to take a chance? Fine. You want one of my colleagues who will cover for me? Good. You don't want that? You go to a different doctor. I mean, everybody has to be open. Now, if as everybody knows, nobody's on call 24/7. Okay, you know this. You know. You don't know what's going to happen. It could be you won't get the doctor on call. You agree with that? Fine. You have no choice. Nobody's 24/7. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to be here for 2 weeks. So I want to say, I'll take your question in a second, Professor Paul, that I want everybody to understand here that the mice of all this is, when a person says yes to working for somebody, that three-letter word, as we've said many times in this year, is a very serious word. It might be only one syllable, might have only three letters, but you got a lot of achrayas packed into that word. You say yes, now, the employer also has a lot of achrayas. Employer has a lot of price. Okay, then we have the Shiloh. When can an employee quit? But before we get to that, let's continue. Yes?
So, what do we do with the Gemara? It says that the work in the middle of the day. You just get up and say,
oh, that's exactly what I'm getting to right now. Poyel yochol lachzor by b'chatzi hayoyim means a poyel can quit anytime they want. However, number one, you can override that rule by hiring somebody and saying to somebody, the same way, you know, right now in Illinois and in many states in this country, it's hire at will and fire at will, right? Goodbye, Charlie, you're out of here, right? No 2 week severance, no 2 weeks notice, goodbye. Come into the office, and your day sounds great. At 12 o'clock, the boss walks in with two security guards, lock down your computer, and walk you out the door. I've been working here for 20 years. It must be so emotionally devastating to go through such a thing, Rachmana Litzlan. But that's the Matthias, right? That's the Matthias. So, Lamaisa, you are allowed to write in the contract, you know, again, meeting of the minds. As a teacher, you can't quit in the middle of the year. And as a teacher, we can't fire you in the middle of the year. Unless there's due cause or whatever, you have a whole dintirut to prove it. I don't even mean a dintirut, in secular courts also. Or, you know, to fire a teacher in the middle of the year, whatever. However, this halacha that a poel can quit when nothing was written, that's only if there's no dover of it. If it's a dover of it, meaning if there's going to be some type of loss as a result of the quitting in the middle of the job, then you have a problem. And what is quitting in the middle of the job going to cause a loss? A teacher walks out in the middle of a class in the middle of the year. You know, a great teacher walks out. Why are you leaving? Because somebody offered me more money. Okay, so if a person's sick, it's an oinus. Oinus by a dover of it is a good shiloh. But here you have an oinus where it's not, you have no oinus, but it's a dover of it, you have a very serious shiloh. So who's the employee in a playgroup? The playgroup teacher, right? They're the employees. Who's the boss? The mother and father of the kids. Okay, now a poel yochol lachzor b'chatzi hayoyim, maybe, but the employer can't fire somebody in the middle of the day unless again it's that will.
You've raised playgroups to a business.
That's exactly what it is. It's a multi-million.
You hear the kids is a poel.
So is the playgroup leader.
The owner of the business who manages it.
Okay, well, that's a very good question. When you go into a playgroup,
participation.
That's right.
Life is not certain.
That's correct.
So now, always an eitzah.
Now, life not being certain means if chas v'shalom a person breaks a leg, again, if somebody dies, there's a sickness in the family or death in the family. But when someone says they want to move, even though it happens, that people sometimes move, especially in a young community like Lakewood where people are moving, that's great. Then go find a different playgroup. I'm not interested. I got a business here. I got 12 slots. I'm asking you up front. You plan on moving? You pay the consequences. You don't want to sign the dotted line to pay the consequences? Then go find another playgroup. I can make that deal with anybody I want. Because I've been hurt a number of times. I can't afford it.
You have they pay them on a weekly or monthly?
Yeah, they pay monthly basis up front. And the halacha now has come out that many times people have had to pay the whole year. This is no longer a joke. And a little bit of babysitting for a 12-year-old girl Friday, Motzei Shabbos, because somebody went to a bar mitzvah.
Why have to pay the whole year if that person's leaving? He wanted out. That means whatever the future is not mine. I don't get paid for stuff that I'm not going to do in the future.
You get paid for a loss. I'm not getting another kid. If you want to leave in the middle of the year and you want to find me another kid and you bring me another kid who's the same age with the same issues, okay, then you lucked out. If I want to take that kid. But I'm telling you that this is how.
Call the person who runs the substitute business. I mean, it's.
I don't have to call anybody. I'm telling you right now. You want to come into my playgroup? These are my conditions. I don't got time to hack around. Yeah. You want to do it? You don't want to do it? Good. You have no time. That's why. What your point is very well taken, Rav David. You know when your point took place? 20 years ago, when they were not the sophisticated place where they are right now. Now this is a very sophisticated.
About the more sophisticated.
I'm telling you. What do you want? I'm telling you right now. I have a business. You want to come? Come.
Teachers develop a cashier with their kids.
That's right. I want to tell you something else.
You've now wasted the next month.
I'll tell you something else. You're old enough to remember this, as I am, right? Nowadays, if you cancel on a doctor's appointment.
They charge you.
Yeah. They charge you.
Or if you break a lease.
I'm giving you a simple thing. They charge you.
Same thing.
If you cancel within 24 hours, whatever the time is, if you don't tell them in 25 hours, you tell them in 23 hours, they can charge you. And if you speak to the doctors and the dentists, they'll tell you. Because of MISA, they lose customers and they sit around doing nothing. And time is money and that's it, finished. You want it, you want to come in? Fine. You don't want to come in? That's all. They have to tell you up front. That much I admit to you. If they don't tell you up front, then as Shaya said, it might only be a grumma. You have to pay for that. But if I want up front, that's it. So, you know, again, it depends on the market, you know. When Lakewood again was a small place and people were vying to get kids into their groups, okay, so if you want to leave in the middle, fine, you can leave in the middle. Because if I don't get you, I'm not getting anybody else. Now they're knocking down the doors. So, you know, that's it, finished. So now the seminary girls are coming back in droves. It was a time when Mrs. Murick was running around trying to get teachers. Now is the time when people are knocking on the door and say, we want to teach. You want to teach? Okay, fine. I'm not mean. You want to get married? You get married. You want to take off 2 weeks and you get married? Fine. But don't tell me you take it off and you leave leaving Eretz Yisrael. Your chosen wants you to Eretz Yisrael? That's great. You go out on a date, you tell them up front that you ain't going until the Zman's over.
Just happened that the school hired a girl. She worked. She got engaged. And she's keeping her commitment, because it was all discussed back in August. She's engaged, they're getting married, he's moving here, he's going to be learning here until they're...
Yeah, that's what you got. It's what you said right now is what develops. What I mean to say by that is, what develops is, when people have enough experiences, they have to talk everything out. You don't talk everything out, you're into a mess. I'm going to give you one last thing. I'm not saying I'm in favor of this. But Rahman al-Islam, we all know what's developed. I'm not telling I'm in favor of it. Prenups. Prenups have developed because people have gone through. Huh?
Let's go back to school.
They do those in our community.
Was she given?
I'm not talking about it.
Part of her employment, and it was stipulated, and they clearly pointed it out there at the very beginning. These are your consequences.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So they probably there's probably a fake room that doesn't have that.
No, not in Lakewood.
That's not a thing.
Not one. They all have it. After going through all these shilas for all the years, that's it, finished. It's a whole, you know, that's the Matthias right now. And that's why Josh said, after going through all the issues that people have gone through, so initially, I don't want to use Mrs. Merrick's name again. Initially, okay, a girl got engaged and everybody was one happy family. Okay, we'll find somebody else. No, nowadays, that's over. It's over. It's over. There's too much sophistication in teaching. There's too much, you know, emphasis in the teaching and the relationship between the teacher and the student, etc. Nobody wants it.
They go to Eretz Yisrael. What do they do? Run out there with a lawyer?
I don't know what they do. That's a very good question.
But they have the option because they are...
Yes, right.
And that's what it is.
Or they may let him go and say, give me a check for the money back. I don't know what they do. And you're right. I'll tell you something, David. You just brought up a terrible point. What happens in a Bezen Paskins that Reuben has to pay Shimon $50,000 and Reuben doesn't pay? Not too much to do either, unfortunately. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody, I wish you everybody a talk. As I said, next week, unfortunately, we'll not be Shir. It's for a Simcha Baruch Hashem. In 2 weeks, we'll have Shir Bez Hashem. Kol Tov.